You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
As just discussed, central government has granted new police powers to issue move-on orders for rough sleepers around the motu, with failure to comply resulting in penalties of a $2,000 fine or the possibility of 3 months incarceration. Two cases of measles have been reported in Tāmaki, both of which have been linked to overseas travel, and the celebrations continue this week with the Chinese Lantern Festival taking place this weekend at the Manukau Bowl. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about these topics.
This week, central government have issued police the power to deliver move-on orders for rough sleepers. How do you feel about this decision?
Yeah, personally, I think it's really disappointing. It doesn't address the core problems and the systemic problems that are driving people to homelessness. Because the fact remains, look, where are we moving them to? And if homelessness is essentially a crime in the city, punishable by a fine, well, by definition, they cannot pay fines. So, you know, the next step is prison, and that's not the sort of society that I think many of us want to live in. So, yeah, look, personally, I was extremely disappointed with the news. The other thing I just add is, look, a lot of the services are located in the central city that actually give homeless the dignity and everything that they need to live on the street. So they've got a bit of a difficult choice of, do I need to access the social services required? Well, in a lot of cases, they're in the city, and maybe they're not allowed to be here. That's a frustrating situation and kind of a bargain for them that I think is totally unfair, and it's not what should be done in a democratic society, frankly.
What is the dynamic of communication between central government, Auckland Council and police on addressing support?
Yeah, like in terms of that dialogue, from the council side, we are continuing, first and foremost, we've actually got to see the detail of what's being proposed. So until that sort of occurs in a more sort of clear fashion, we can't really respond too much other than to say, look, we're continuing to do the work that we have committed to do. We work closely with housing providers and with social services, and we want to continue that work as best we can. So, yeah, nothing will change at our end until it changes.
And there have been two measles cases confirmed in Tāmaki this week. What is the scale of public concern this stage regarding an outbreak?
Yeah, at this stage, there's no cause for widespread concern, and just pointing out that we had an outbreak recently that we have quashed already. So we're match fit on this. But what I would say, this is where a bit of a detailed bit comes in. But there's locations of interest that have been released. So if you're on flight SQ281, this is how detailed we are, from Singapore on 17th of Feb. If you're at the airport on 17th of Feb from 11:30pm to 1:30am, or Waitakere Hospital 21st of Feb 9 till 11, then call our Healthline, which is 0800 611 116. That's 0800 611 116. And things can get sort of sorted out from there. But yeah, now we've got experience in this. There's no issue at this stage in terms of widespread concern. But just keep an eye out, and if you are sick, stay at home.
And the Chinese Lantern Festival is coming up this weekend for those ideally that are not sick and staying at home. Do you have anything to share about this event or anything else you're excited for in Tāmaki that's coming up?
Yeah, it's awesome. Lantern Festival is going to be absolutely fantastic, and hope to see everyone there. Auckland's got a great sort of little autumn summer of events still to come, and we've got movies and parks until 21st of March. Do check that out online and see where your local locations are. Universities are reopening, and the new fresh batch of students there, that's pretty cool. That always brings life into the city. And also Pacifica Festival, middle of March, 14th and 15th at Western Springs. I'll see you there as well, so all happening in Auckland as always.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on move-on orders, the possibility of a measles outbreak, and the Chinese Lantern Festival.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.